Greetings and welcome to this Power for Positive Living podcast. My name is James Huey and I am your host for this podcast series, offering openness and caring through the gifts of listening hospitality. I invite you to join me as we explore diverse topics for enriching the quality of your life. Power for positive living and friendship. We each make continual choices on how we wish to integrate ourselves into our society and carry out the social, human needs of interacting with other people. The life choices we implement in relating to self and others can enrich our daily mental health. They can also weaken to some degree our ability to live a contented and happy group lifestyle. Some people believe that they know the truth about various life topics. Some people choose attitudes and behaviors that tend to be more accommodating of differences than do others. Some people choose to focus on persuading others to see life in certain ways. Some people just seem to enjoy while others perform the drama of conflict. During this decade, it often seems that the presence of culture wars has increased the potential of conflict between individuals. Many of us may receive invitations on a frequent basis to participate in these cultural conflicts. These invitations usually arrive in various forms and with varying degrees of urgency. Some invitations are dropped verbally into regular everyday conversation. Some come to us through social media. Watching television news can also be one way to encourage us to participate on a vicarious level. Some invitations to participate in a culture war dialogue are offered by persons who make declarative statements about something that is real, or they may label it as the truth. Others may arrive in the interrogative form with a question to us. All invitations have one common trait. They are the hook to encourage participation in a battle of ideas, thoughts, behaviors, feelings, etc. It can be healthy to recognize an invitation when it is offered rather than being surprised after it arrives and we are pressured to accept it. Each of us chooses how we wish to respond when we are invited. We can choose to accept the invitation to participate in the culture war by verbalizing, demonstrating, criticizing, anger, and any number of other options. At the other end of the continuum, we can decline to participate by being silent or attempt to change the interaction content with the technique of redirection. The techniques we choose to decline participation in certain ways can earn us various labels from other people. These persons are usually disappointed that their invitation to participate in a cultural clash has been declined. Therefore, they often give labels like not caring or you are indifferent. This can be hurtful to some people. If others are quick to label our behavior, it is usually very helpful if we have come to term with our own labeling of the choices that we have made for ourselves. If we choose an indifferent or a non-participation response, it can feel differently than if others were to apply the very same label to us. Our power of active choice will make a significant impact on our thoughts and feelings. For those who do not care about the various hot-button life issues like politics, religion, and group norms, how do they communicate effectively that while they choose to decline active conflict with others, while they still have caring about some areas of that topic? For some, it can be difficult to challenge a strong declaration like, "You are," especially when one really does care, but the caring is to a lesser degree than the other person indicates. A person is free to care about the subject of a conflict, but They can individually choose a different level of involvement from the one chosen by other people. Choosing a positive response strategy for culture war invitations can support our mental health. A specific decision on one's personal willingness to participate with interactions that encourage differences can prepare us for invitations. Will we choose to interact with people who have less competitive natures or with people who like the presence of conflict and drama in their life? If we choose to not participate in a culture war conflict, do we choose to respond to invitations with silence or some type of personal verbalization? Can we accept our decision as our choice rather than accepting labels such as being indifferent or someone who does not really care about people or our world? Like so many other life choices, the more an individual knows and understands him and herself, they are likely to make positive decisions for their own total health. This is your friend and host, James Huey. I thank you for listening to me on this podcast as I share viewpoints from my own life experiences with wellness psychology. These are my gifts to you, my listeners. Your email comments are always welcome at powerforpositiveliving@gmail.com. As your friend and host, I always encourage you to value and nurture yourself as the unique human individual that I believe you are. Until next we meet, I remain committed to power for positive living and friendship. Good day.